Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady, with some locations seen possibly trading from 50 cents per hundredweight higher to 50 cents lower. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $46. Terminals called mostly steady across the Corn Belt in a light volume test with top prices from $46 to $49. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 5th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,801. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $66.56 to $73.49. The weighted average, $69.77. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $49.87 to $57. The weighted average, $55.09. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 23,922. The base price range was $63 to $75. The weighted average, $73.06. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.43 to $64.28, and the weighted average was $55.33. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good Monday morning.
Good morning, Dave, and we do have some issues to talk about regarding the Corn Belt. And first off, rain has returned to the upper Midwest, and a few showers are already in central and west central Illinois, and we'll see rain in many areas. So that's going to keep things a little bit on the damp side here, so that's going to actually slow down maturation a little bit of the crops, because at this point, rain is not really going to add much benefit to the crops, especially after some of the rain that fell last week. So we have that coming in. It will be widespread over our area tonight and then push off to the south and east tomorrow. And then we'll have a few dry days before the next frontal system comes in late in the week with in Illinois and Indiana, some more rain Thursday night into Friday. It does appear that over the next week or so, the upper Midwest, the northwest half of the Midwest, will get the most precipitation, the southeast half getting the least. It's also likely that temperatures are going to stay on the cool side of average in the northwestern Midwest. Here in the central Midwest, we're going to have some up and down in temperature, and the warmest areas will be to the southeast. So the cool weather and the rather damp weather, especially to the northwest, is really going to slow down the maturation progress of corn and beans. And with some of the crop getting in the ground very late, the last thing the crop needs now is a slowdown in its development, because we are getting to where the days are getting shorter and we're getting closer to the end of the season. We cannot predict yet when the end of the season will come. There's no frosty weather on the way just yet, and we're looking out about 10 days to 2 weeks on that. However, one thing of concern as far as frost, and that is the fact that it's getting quite chilly in northern Canada and the Arctic area is a little bit colder than average up that way. So if air masses start to flow this way from there, then we do have the potential of some frosty weather moving into the Midwest, especially the upper Midwest, in a couple of weeks. That's just a potential right now. We're not forecasting it, but what I'm saying is it does need to be monitored, because the temperatures up in northern Canada are a little cooler than average. And it's quite possible that the jet stream winds are such that none of that will come down in the next few weeks, and we won't have an early frost, but because that's there, we have to watch it closely. The other thing that makes it very difficult for making the long-range forecast for the Midwest Corn Belt and elsewhere in North America is the very active tropical season. And right now, we're really down to one storm we're looking at. It's Ike. And Ike right now is over Cuba. It's expected to stay over Cuba as it moves from east to west across that nation into tomorrow. But it's going to emerge in the Gulf of Mexico late tomorrow into early Wednesday. And once that storm is over the warm water of the Gulf of Mexico, some explosive strengthening is possible. Right now it's a Category 2 hurricane. It was as strong as 4. We could easily see 4 again once this storm is out over the water. And then from there, the exact track is unknown. So folks on the coastline all the way from Texas through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are monitoring this storm. It doesn't look like landfall will be made until the end of the week. Right now, the center of the possible track area is southeastern Texas, but it could veer in any direction at this point. So it's too early to make a definitive call on where Ike is going. But if it gets toward Louisiana or southeast Texas, that, of course, could affect energy production. And that's something that folks will be watching closely. Now, once it goes inland, it's likely some of the moisture will be brought northward and could bring rain to parts of the Midwest next week. So right now we're watching out for that moisture. We're watching out for the showers coming in today into tonight and more later this week, and the surges of cool air behind those rounds of showers, and that slowing crop development down, especially to the northwest. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat open at 785, up 12 on the open. At the Board of Trade, September open at 738, up 8.25 on the open. The last trade there, by the way, up 11 in Kansas. It was up 12 for the September contract. September corn opened at 540.75, up 9.25 on the open last trade, up 10.5. December, 559, up 10.5 last trade, up 3. July, 593.25, up 4.25 last trade, up 7.25. September beans opened at 1194.5, up 14.5 last trade, up 14.5. November, 1197.5, up 20.5 last trade, up 6.5. September soybean meal opened at 341 unchanged last trade, down 250. September soybean oil opened at 48.70, up 52 last trade, up 38. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium with the meeting getting underway at 7. Panelists include Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, Jackie Vakes, a Stuart Peterson Group, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we'll do our best to answer them tonight at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium, the meeting beginning at 7. On the phone to help us understand how the markets will open this morning is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Wasn't a lot of news on a fundamental scale to think about, but I guess with reports due out Friday, one might think a short covering week might be in order.
I would think that we would see some of that. It was fairly quiet. I mean, you've got the dollar sitting here on a firm note this morning. I think most of that is due to the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mae bailout from the government over the weekend, so they're taking a positive outlook on that. Your crude oil made a huge run earlier since we came in this morning. Was up $3.50 at one point, but it's now backed off, and it's only just barely over a dollar higher on the day. So that could have some bearing on how we trade on the day. But my thought is we took, 37 cents out of the corn last week, $1.47, I believe, out of the beans, and 50 cents out of the wheat market. So in general, you've seen the market take a pretty good hit here, and I think some people will cover some shorts here ahead of the report. Informa's numbers were, I think, bigger than most thought was probably possible, so that helped to push us down on Friday, and I think most people are believing that that's probably not the case. I certainly have some concern, Dave, about the cool weather in the West. You look at Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, they're all remaining relatively cool on the highs, so they're not building good heat degree days trying to bring that crop towards maturity, and it's already fairly late, so I think you continue to monitor that on crop progress reports tonight. Ike is certainly a concern to the energy markets and what path that it decides to take here, and we'll see how that leads the crude market. But generally, any rain from Ike probably doesn't do most of our crops much good at this point, because it would be a week away, actually 2 weeks from now, before we'd really see much rain out of it.
We'd be talking about how it might impact the harvest, I suppose, at that point.
It could be, because there's been some new crop beans that have been run. Yields are all over the place on the early beans, and I think that's what people are going to look at next. We get through this report on Friday, and people are going to turn their attention to what are the actual yield results out of the field, because in 2 weeks, I think we'll have a lot of harvest taking place over here.
All right, then, the calls this morning, please.
I'm going to go 2 to 4 better on corn as we get started. I think the beans will start on a firm note. They'll probably be up 5 to 7, 5 to 10, depending on whether this crude can hang on. And the wheat market is a real mix to me. I think it'll be up 3 or 4 cents as we get started, but still, we've got a huge carryover on soft red wheat.
And just 20 seconds for CME livestock calls.
I'm going to go with a little bit higher on the livestock this morning. I think we're due for a bounce there with a little short covering also.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Bye.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.